Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Hello and welcome back to the show, everybody. It's been a long 3.5 months. I'm sorry. this is the official comeback for the show. And if you've been following us on Instagram or watching any of the updates on Facebook, you know that there's been a change. And there's now a third co-host on the show, Lindsay Schoolcraft.
Oh, hello.
Everyone say hello.
I'm so stoked. Oh, shit.
And she's been on the show twice before, and we've just built a friendship outside of the podcast, and it just really makes sense for where Liz and I are at. We've gotten in our lives, like, we're just busy as fuck, and it just makes more sense for the responsibility of a show like this to kind of be split between more than like two people. So Liz is not with us tonight because she's sick as shit, but we've got shit to talk about. Okay. It's a new beginning for 2024. Oh yeah. Sorry. Happy 2024.
Yeah. My bad.
My bad. But anyways, so, to start this off, Lindsay, I want you to take the floor and I want you to tell the coven a little bit about yourself, who okay. You are, what you do, your background, yada, yada. And I'm going to sip my coffee.
Okay. You enjoy your coffee. Hi, everyone. I'm Lindsay Schoolcraft. For those of you who haven't listened to my episodes and never met me before, I identify as magical. My roots are from Romania and Ireland, so I often dive in and study witchcraft from those parts of the world. That's my practice. That's my belief, I guess you could say. I am a full-time musician, so I'm in the music industry, which is where most of my trauma comes from. And I'm also a full-time digital marketer as well. So I do a little bit of both in my industry. But if you're wondering why I'm here and what's going on, you know, I've been talking with the girls and they always saw me as this wise old sage and they loved my life advice. And we were talking about doing this series called Dear Fairy Gothmother, where you can write in. It's like a Dear Abby. You can write in completely anonymously. You can give yourself a nickname. And if you need like life advice on anything, and it's like, why should you be giving me, maybe a stranger to you, like this information about your life so I can give you completely unsolicited life advice in a very sassy way? Well, I've had many dark nights of the soul. I've been through some severe relationship shit, if you've heard the past episodes. And genuinely, I'm really passionate about relationships, personal development, and how it affects like your practice if you're practicing magic or manifesting or whatever it may be. So I'm completely on board for all of this. And I'm so honored that the girls wanted me to be a part of the show and do this new series.
I know. I'm so excited. It really is going to be like an advice column, because I feel like we just get so many questions, and I honestly feel bad because, to be quite honest, a lot of the time I'll read it and then I'll like be busy doing something else and I'll forget it's in the inbox and then it just goes like unanswered. And I just feel like that's in very poor taste. So if that's ever happened to you sending me a message and I haven't responded, I'm really, really sorry. I'm going to try and be better. It's going to be better. My hope is that it's going to be better. So
do better 2024.
Do better 2024. If I was going to be president, that would be my fucking slogan, my campaign. Do better 2024.
Did you have like a phrase or a word for 2024?
You know, no, I didn't. I know. I like the thing is, I've never bothered Well, no, since the podcast started, I think, and since I actually like delve deeper into like the seasons of not like the, you know, the seasons, but like the seasons of being a witch, I don't even consider the new year for me until like Ostara. Like, I really, to me, it's just like it's fucking cold. I'm gonna keep doing what I've been doing in December, which is fucking working my ass off, reading and being warm under a blanket and watching trashy reality TV. If I'm gonna, honestly, if I'm gonna begin something new anytime, I'm gonna just do it whenever. But like, I just feel like the season of renewal is spring for me. If I come up with a word for 2024, I'll let y'all know. But as far as I'm concerned, in 2024, I'm gonna keep being that bitch and stumbling over my words. And that is that on that. Thank you.
So no apologies, no fucks
None.
given.
None.
Yeah, I feel
Zero.
that big time. And just I wanted to make a note that you will be joining me for some of these episodes to give your sassy opinion too. And also, if people want to write in and ask advice for witchcraft, I'm sure there's some that we might be able to like help and answer, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. I want the show to veer more towards, like, I feel like it has moved a little bit away from practicing and more towards, like, more like our personalities, which, like, is great. And, like, I love that, like, our audience enjoys Liz and I as people. That's what really matters at the end of the day. 'Cause if I love someone's personality, I'm gonna watch whatever they put out. I'm gonna listen to whatever they put out. But like, you know, there's also people who genuinely like really enjoy the episodes that it's just solely witchcraft. So I feel like having a third person, someone who also this is a big part of their life and like something that's important to them, just brings more of an opportunity for these questions people have to be like really answered and not just like lost in an inbox. So again, y'all get ready for a good time. We ain't here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
That's what one of my friends said, and she died at 60.
Oh, God damn.
I always think of her every time someone says that. Listen, she was Irish. She smoked a pack a day. She drank whiskey every night, and she passed at 60, but she had a good life. Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, rest in peace, Jeanette. But, anyways, so sorry to get morbid.
Yeah,
That's kind
no,
of my
you
thing.
know what gets me is how do people smoke a pack a day? Where do you find the time to smoke that many cigarettes?
Don't even know.
Are you just like, you constantly got one? Like,
I think so. They just smoke inside. I don't know what to tell you.
oh, my coworker does that. It's so gross.
Yeah. And in this weather, I don't know why you would want to go outside. Like, I have not been outside of the house in 4 days. In Celsius, it's like minus 20 here. That's
Hey,
like,
you.
yeah. Like this snow is crunchy. It's so cold. But anyway, so oh, I could talk about Canadian winter forever, but I won't. Anyone who wants to write in, you'll leave it in the show notes, but it's dearfairygothmother@gmail.com. So that is the official email. Go ahead, write whatever you want. You can keep it confidential. We will do our best to be smart and sassy and compassionate and do whatever we can for you. So the inbox is officially open.
The inbox is open, people. The inbox is open. Also, something I also want to start doing, and like whenever I do it, it's probably going to be like very spontaneous. I'm going to text you and be like, what are you doing tonight? I really want to do Instagram lives. I think they're so fun. Like when you get to like interact with someone that you really like otherwise never would. Like I love when Doja Cat does it. It's
Oh
so
God, she's
entertaining.
insane.
She's insane. She's
Yeah.
unhinged. Dude, when she goes on fucking live, she's so mean to people. She's like, y'all, but this is the truth though. She's like, y'all are not my fucking friends. I don't know you. You might enjoy my music. That's great, but I don't fucking know you and we're not friends. And I'm like, you are so right, bitch. We are not friends.
Yep. Like
Not
yeah,
friends.
that's one way to establish a boundary with your fan base.
Yeah, I mean, for real, because otherwise, like, you get people like that one dude that broke into like Ariana Grande's house like 100 times.
That's next level delulu. Like I was watching some just side note. I was watching some YouTube videos tonight about like this band called Sleep Token, and it's a long history of like crazy fans. And I'm watching these videos and I'm just like, you know what? People need to raise their children and people need to go to therapy. There's like no other way that we can cure this celebrity worship syndrome of fans. Like, I think these people need to learn healthy hobbies, and that doesn't include like stalking celebrities. Like, when did this become? I know it's been going on since the beginning of time, but like, what makes you get to that point in your life where you need to stalk someone? It's so terrifying.
Yes, like, how do you? I mean, that's that. I mean, that is mental illness, period. Like, to think that you have any right to like insert yourself in a famous person's life just because like you're a massive fan of theirs is terrifying. I'm terrified of being like famous. Like, I think I've been recognized in a store once from the podcast, and that's one time, and this is not like a huge show at all. Like, it's
that's pretty cool though.
It was, she was really nice. She was like, are you, wait, is your name Brooke? And I was like, bitch, who are you?
Why do you know my name?
Yeah, I forgot about the podcast for a hot minute. And she's like, oh my God, I listened to your show. And I was like, what the fuck? But like, imagine being like, I don't know, even being like old Disney star level famous, like Hillary Duff, you know? Like, right. She's been super relevant for like a hot minute. But like, I'm sure that even that level of fame where like you reached your peak when you were like in your 20s, but now she's like 40 something and she's got kids and she's got like this beautiful life and she's really successful still, like she still probably gets stalked, yeah, if not more than she did when she was younger.
Oh yeah, there's like TMI, but there's when she was proposed to, paparazzis caught it, and then like they didn't know their window was open, and then paparazzis caught the aftermath of the proposal, and yeah, like poor Hillary Duff.
Oh my God,
poor Hillary, like that poor woman. Like, yeah, so yeah, being famous is like, I have a little bit of fame in the metal side of the music industry. It's not everything. It's like you have to be cool with yourself and be able to live in your own head. Fame doesn't mean you'll be rich. It doesn't mean that you'll be happy. It doesn't mean that you'll be fulfilled. It's just mm-hmm. fame. You have to have substance to your life. So yeah, famous is a whole other monster.
Fame ain't the name of the game. No.
So let's cancel ourselves now.
Yeah, we're canceling ourselves now before anyone can cancel us.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So get on if that. You think you're going to cancel us, guess what? You're wrong.
Nice try.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you, madame, have a huge life update that everyone needs to hear because you've been through some things this month.
Oh, God. Wait, are we talking about the fire? Is that
what? And
I'm
your talking? Dog. What happened? Miss Mia.
Oh, God. Okay.
If you want to talk about it.
Yes. Let me backtrack. So the last time we posted was with Hannah Squires, and it was back in October. And I'm trying to think of all the shit that has gone down since. So, well, first, my grandma broke her foot. And I know I've talked on the podcast before about like how my grandma obviously raised me with my dad, and like going back home has always been something I hate doing. I don't like going back to the house I was raised in. It just like makes me sad, bums me out. So I hadn't called her in a month, and it was because I am so busy and I work like 80 hours a week. And when I did call her, I was like abused. And she's never really been this bad before, so it was like really shocking. But basically, she was like, told me that she broke her foot running to the phone when it was ringing because she thought it was me calling. So therefore, like, it was my fault she broke her foot.
So something an old person would do.
I mean, yeah. And at that point, like, I really, you know, I don't condone like being disrespectful to your family members, but also at the same time, like, you're not going to treat me a certain way and just expect me to bow down because you're like my elder. Like, I'm just not going to be disrespected. And she was just, I know she was upset because she felt abandoned, and I felt for her, but yeah. So there was like that whole fiasco that like really threw me off for like all of November. There was like some other family shit. And then let's see, I finally got my passport. That's something that I've talked about on here as well. Everybody was like, you just need to go do it, blah, blah, blah. My therapist was on my ass about it. Finally did that. So got back on the road. Oh, thank you.
I'm gonna come to Canada.
I'm gonna come up there when it's not ice cold.
Yeah, no, not right now. Wait 6 months.
Yeah, no thanks. No fucking thank you. Honestly, as much as you travel, you'll probably be in the US before I'm in Canada. Let's be real.
I think so. There's plans in August.
For where? So,
well, northern state New York, but like what's the trip down set? It ain't no thing. Another five hours down to you.
I was gonna say, I was like, what's 5 hours? I can be up there.
Yeah. So I'll go, I have to go see my boss in Brooklyn or she'll fire me and then I'll come down and see you. Now she'll just be so mad at me for not seeing her on the way. Oh my Lord.
Whoops. Yeah, she'd be like, you flew out here to see me and instead you're going to go and see someone who has a business with a German and a French word in it. Get over yourself. But let's see what else.
You booked a trip, didn't you?
Yes, I booked a trip to Paris. I leave 1 month from today. I'm gonna go stay with my best friend, Anna. And oh yeah, most recently, so Mia got sick randomly. She keeps, every time I'm recording, she brings me squeaky toys, the loudest ones.
What is that even? It looks like it has a dunce cap.
It's a little, this was,
oh, her, it's lamb chop.
It was her birthday lamb chop and she killed it within an hour. This is her favorite toy.
That, guys, for those who can't see it, it looks like lamb chop needs to go to the ER and get facial reconstruction.
He said, say it to my face, bitch.
Oh, no.
Girl, go out there and play with that. Anyways, Mia is feeling much better now, clearly. But a few days ago, she just like gave me the scare of my life because she decided to wake up at 7 a.m. and start throwing up. And it was like, it had blood in it. And I took her to the emergency vet and she had to stay overnight. And it was this whole fucking thing. And it triggered the shit out of me because if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you've definitely, you know, the what Liz and I simultaneously within a week of each other went through losing our pets. And I can't go through that again. Not so soon. It was just really fucking traumatic. She's okay now. I did have to go yesterday and get another $70 worth of medication, a probiotic, and like an anti-poop explosion pill for her.
So it's like not laxative, but whatever the opposite of that is.
Like stop her ass up. Like, stop shitting orange.
Speaking of orange, though, remember what happened to you in the car?
Oh, God, I love when you remember things I forget. So when I took Mia to the vet, I had dropped her off. And I was coming back. I came back outside and I sat in my car and I smelled just this overwhelming scent of oranges. And I texted Lindsay when I got home. And I was just like, dude, I don't have anything orange scented in my car. I don't have any perfume on, nothing. My hair stuff is not orange scented. But like the whole way home from leaving her at the vet. And at that point, I didn't even know I was going to have to leave her overnight. I was just really scared that something was really wrong with her. But the whole way home, I just smelled oranges, like someone was peeling one in my car. And I got home and we started Googling and found, like, you know, sometimes you'll smell the scent of oranges when you are looking for like support or reassurance that everything is going to be okay. And it's like a sign from, you know, your guides, I guess, that, like, we got you, you're good. And this is the first time that's ever happened. And then it happened again on the way back the next day to get her.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know about the next day, though.
I must have forgotten to tell you, but when I went and picked her up on Saturday, I smelled it the whole way. And I was like, oh, this damn. Time I was like, do I have chapstick in here? Do I have, like, like, what the fuck is it? And nothing was in there. I mean, my car is a mess, but like, I don't have any oranges in there.
Right.
And it was just crazy. And I was just like, this has to be my dad or like Effie or something is just trying to like speak to me and like make me realize that this dog is going to be okay. She's got an upset tummy, maybe have some gastrointestinal issues going on, but she's good. And yeah, she is good now. So
Thank God.
I don't want to jinx anything, but she's been, today's probably been her best day since she's been home. Yeah, there's nothing like watching your poor baby get like taken back into a room with a bunch of other
It's the
crying animals.
worst. It's the worst. Clinics are so stressful for animals. That's why I kept checking in on you because like I told you, I've had three cats pass away, and my first cat got sliced open by a badger and still survived and lived to be 20. Like, just like I
What
know
a
how.
tough cat.
Oh, he was. He was a Siamese Burmese mix. He was a complete asshole, but he
What's his
lived a long
name?
Max.
Max.
Maximilius. I don't know Max.
I had a dog named Maximilius.
There we go. Yeah, I don't know. Just Max. That's crazy. We both had the pets named the same name.
He
So,
ran away on Christmas when I was 12.
what a jerk.
Yeah,
Cats are such dicks.
he did. He literally ran away. He walked out the front door on Christmas, and I think I was just so excited opening presents. Like, I didn't give a fuck. And like, we never found him.
Oh, no. How old was he?
Probably like 3. Like, he was the most irritating little dog. And yeah, he ran away. And I remember my dad looked for him for a long time. And maybe he came back. Maybe I'm misremembering. I do know he did bolt out the door on Christmas Day. Whether or not he came back that day, I'm not sure. I don't really know what happened to him after
You
that.
were not traumatized if you don't
No, because he would hump me and like
remember.
little kids like don't. I mean, nobody wants to get humped by a dog, but like
Ever.
ever. But like I was like a little kid and I was like, his red rockets from coming out. And that was just how I
I'm so
remembered him.
sorry.
And that's like why I don't, to this day, I like don't want a boy dog because of that.
No, that's completely fair. I've never had a dog. So now you're reminding me that my
Get a dog.
partner really wants a dog, and I'm like,
Get a weenie dog. Get a
oh, a
dachshund.
wiener. He wants a bulldog.
Ew. I mean, not
I
to.
know. Sorry to all the bulldog owners who listen to us.
They're very cute in their own way, I'm sure, but not for me.
I think I want more of like a pit bull mix. I think they're super cute, but we'll see what happens. We both have to not be traveling so much before that happens, because just dogs are like a step up from a cat. Cats don't give a shit. You can leave them alone for 2 days. Dogs, no. Oh,
Nope,
no.
nope. That is, isn't it crazy how like a cat is so like self-sufficient that you could leave it alone for 2 days? And it's not neglect, but if you did that to a dog, immediately it's neglect because you're not there to let your dog out. You're not like your dog will eat an entire week's full of food in one day if you try to just like leave food out. Nope, you can't do that. You got to take the dog with you or you got to find someone to keep the baby.
There's so much work. And fun fact, because I'm a nerd, and for those on here who have cats as familiars, about 20 years ago, scientists that like cats have a scientific name. It's like Felis catus or some bullshit. And or no, it was Felis domesticus. And they took out domesticus because they realized that we've never actually domesticated cats. They've just chosen to live with us, and they can leave anytime. There's an
Yeah.
whole article on this. I'm like, what?
That's
So
nuts, though.
they just like living with us. And I mean, to be fair, like we clean their shit and feed them. Like I wouldn't leave either. Like my cat is so spoiled.
Yeah. I wouldn't like I if someone was cleaning up after me like that, I'd probably, even if they locked me inside, I'd probably hang out. I would want to hang out.
Yeah, like it's warm, it's safe, there's no predators. I'm getting fed delicious mush from a tube. And you make my poop disappear? This is the dream.
You have heating blankets.
Yeah. And I can destroy your couch.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Look at this shit. Peep has this.
Oh, those, yeah.
Because
the cardboard floor things that you can tear apart. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always forget. I'm like, damn, nobody can see me. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. The cat scratch thing. But he's got that because I'm not letting him tear up my couch. Not my velvet couch.
No.
The fuck out of here. Not my rock star couch.
Rock star couch. I've yet to see this. No idea what this looks like. Just for those who, again, can't see, Brooke is sitting on her floor in what looks to be her kitchen, and there's two fabulous bar stools. Like, you have really, really good aesthetic and taste. I have to say, for a water sign, where we're just like, have you seen my room? It's like princess purple. For a water sign, you do decorate quite well. Like, your aesthetic is very on point.
Why would a water sign not? Cancer is like the sign of like creating an environment.
I know. A vibe. You do a vibe. I feel like as a Pisces, I just literally put my emotions and like splatter it on the wall like I did with this purple paint. It was like,
oh, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. So I'm a rising Virgo, which is probably the reason that I'm so
very earthy. Yeah.
I'm like super, super meticulous about like my art and like how things look. I used to be like a huge maximalist when I was younger.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've grown out of that, thankfully, because that was like a lot of shit and a lot of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, my kitchen's kind of like a fucking mess. Those are like Christmas
That's
decorations.
Nothing. Your house looks like a hotel. It looks very nice. It just looks like someone lives there.
Yeah, I definitely live here.
Yeah. So speaking of your kitchen, what else happened?
God. Okay. All right. I just need to preface this by saying the thing that happened, I knew better and I still don't quite think it was like all my fault. And I'll explain why in a second. But basically, last night I was getting ready to cook chicken dumplings and I put oil in a pan and I turned the burner on and set the pan down. And like, I've done this a million times and nothing's ever happened. But I have like a bad habit of I'll be cooking dinner and working at the same time, because right now in my life, there's always something I can be working on. And I know that's like not healthy, but like, I like to feel productive. And I also started Wellbutrin again. So like, when I feel really focused, I need to take advantage of it. So I turned my back on the stove, which normally, like I said, is not an issue. But about 5 minutes after I do that, I hear this like whoosh, and I turn around and the fucking pan is on fire. And I was just like, oh my God. And I picked it up. Like, I picked up the handle and the sink is like right beside me. And like, at this point, Jackson sees as well. And he's like, holy shit. And he's saying like, no, seeing like what I'm about to do, which
Jackson.
I knew not to do this. This is the first thing you fucking learn in home ec. I learned this when I was younger. My grandma taught me this. You never put water on a fucking like oil or like grease fire. You'd never do that. And I think I was just panicking because it was I saw flame. I said water and I stuck it under the sink. When I tell you that this fucking flame cloud that flew up, like it nearly reached, like you guys can't see, but I'm pointing to my ceiling light. It nearly reached the lights up there. And it was just for like a split second. And I immediately screamed as this freaking mushroom cloud of fire flew up at my face. And I threw myself to the ground screaming. And Jackson was like, oh my God, oh my God. I guess thinking that it like got me in the face. I was totally unharmed in the face anyways. And immediately the fire alarm's going off and there's like smoke in the fucking apartment and the pets are going nuts. And Jackson was like, oh my God, like start fanning the alarm. Like we got to get the alarms to turn off. And I'm opening the front door and like waving it so the cool air is coming in. He was like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Like, what is wrong with you? You literally could have like maimed yourself. I really fell on the ground hard when I threw myself. And I realized when I was like lying down last night that it really hurt. Like lying on my right side really fucking hurt. And today I get up and I looked at my butt in the mirror in my side. A lot of my ass cheek is just a big fat purple and blue bruise because I threw myself onto the floor in panic. What the fuck else was I supposed to do? A big mushroom cloud flew up in the air at me. Like, what the hell was I supposed to do? I was trying to preserve what eyebrow on this eye that I have left, okay? It could have been so much worse. I'm so lucky.
So lucky
because it could have literally, like, I could have lost my nose, like, for real. I could have literally burned my face off. It was the dumbest thing I've ever done as an adult. And, like, I've done some stupid stuff, like, back into, like, cement walls in my car. Like, I've done dumb shit. And that was by far the stupidest. And I immediately texted Lindsay and told her.
Because you're like, so I almost set my kitchen on fire. How's your day going? And I'm like,
God,
did some candle magic go wrong? And then you're like, you start your voice message with, my grandma taught me better. My grandma what? Taught me
better. That's what it comes down to, is I was like so ashamed as like a little Southern girl that like learned how to cook at like a young age. I know better. Actually, I think my grandma, I might have taught my grandma, because I learned in home ec.
Oh, shit.
You don't ever put, like, you don't put water on a grease fire. And one time my grandma's food caught on fire on the stove. And I remember she took it to the sink and I yelled, no. And then she put salt on it. And I was like, you know.
Trying to preserve the flavor?
Yeah, what? Like, what the hell? Why are you putting salt on the fire? Are the particles of, like, are the grains going to put the fire out?
Never heard of that.
And you know what's stupider is when I took the pan off the stove, and already the flame started to go down. Like, the flame started to dissipate.
Oh, the heat.
Yeah. And there was just a little bit of a flame. Probably if I had just set it in the sink, it would have just gone out on its own. But no, I had to fucking blast it with water and nearly, like, kill us all. So.
It's like when people put the frozen turkey in the deep fryer. You've seen that, right?
Yes.
That's bad. You didn't do it that bad, but that's just really bad.
Don't even give me a deep fryer.
No, that's not on my list of gifts to give you.
Don't, because I was so scarred. I literally went to Chick-fil-A and I said, fuck it. I'm going to eat out tonight because... And I was so embarrassed. I put, like, I came home and I, like, slunk over to the stove after, like, Jackson, like, did all this work to get the smoke out. And, like, I, like, took my pack of chicken dumplings and just stuck it back in the refrigerator. And I was just like, I'm going to go eat my Chick-fil-A now. Like, so
walk of shame.
Yes, like, little tail between my legs, like, so humiliated, feeling like a little dummy. Like, I just felt so fucking dumb.
So this is cooking with Brooke.
Yeah.
While working, while hustling, on the grind with your side business.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Girl.
So, happy to be here, happy to be alive with both of my eyebrows. Well, an eyebrow and a half. And... my nose intact, so it could have been so much worse. But don't ever put water on a grease fire. Don't say I never taught you anything on this podcast.
No excuses for kitchen fires in the future, my friends. No.
None.
Oh my God. I love how we were talking yesterday and you're like, oh my God, I have so many life updates. Like, what about you? And I'm like, I broke my toaster and I cut my finger. Like, I got nothing.
You're like, my toaster's... she's old.
Yeah, she old. She served her time.
She old. She broken.
Yeah, my toaster's toast.
Oh, that's a good one. My toaster's toast.
It's not as bad as the dad joke I sent you earlier about Capri's son.
Oh my God. Honestly, I feel like I've probably made that joke in my head. So, like, you just took it to the next level and said it out loud. So, like, I can't even judge you that hard.
is for those, I might start laughing. I think my jokes are so funny, but they're probably not. It's like if you're a Capricorn and it's your sun, like Capricorn is your sun sign, does it make you a Capri sun? Stupid juice box. Oh,
Your man's
my
gonna leave
boyfriend's gonna
you.
leave me. Yep.
He's
Yeah,
gonna
he's gonna
leave you
leave
for
me.
that one.
Yeah, I'm officially single, canceled and single in one podcast episode. My life is over.
That should be a spinoff, canceled and single.
Oh my God, that actually would probably be a really good show. But they're still famous. So they
Yeah.
just like hate their life.
Yeah. Dude, that would be so shitty. Like you were saying, like being famous does not equate to being happy and rich. Like if you're famous, like, oh my God, that one girl, that girl that murdered her
Oh, Gypsy
boyfriend.
Rose? No.
No, the girl, what the fuck? Her name
What?
was something Shabusiness. Taylor Shabusiness.
Show business.
I'm not even joking, dude. Her name is literally Taylor Shabusiness.
Oh, my buddy from Australia was telling me about this. He was following the whole case.
Yeah, she decapitated her boyfriend and did all of this crazy shit to him. And then, like, I was watching the trials because she was just not like she was not sorry at all. Like that woman was so demonic looking. And oh my God, when they went downstairs and they found the head of him, like his head, all she had to say was, "Damn it, I forgot the head. Are you fucking kidding me?"
Oh yeah, like she's a psychopath. Like that's like what it I think that was like what one of the court psychologists or something diagnosed her as like a complete psychopath. Was it Taylor Shabusiness?
Yes, she business.
Sh looks very shabusiness.
Mind your she business.
What a it sounds made up. I just said you said she looks like a psychopath, so I yeah, okay. Yeah, she's.
Her look, like, oh, she attacked her lawyer. She like beat him up in court. I'm gonna send you a picture because it's
Oh, wow.
fucking
She's.
crazy.
They could make a whole spin-off series about her, too. Dear Lord.
I hope that they do. I mean, she just obviously, like, as a psychopath, like, has no remorse, but like, it was scary to watch in the trial because she was just like grinning the whole time. The judge was like, she's like, "And you cut his head off and you dismembered his penis." And she was just like, not sorry at all.
Just like no emotion, no, yeah, it's like a it's a pro. Oh wow, okay, beaten up. Oh wow, this is why
Yeah.
hasn't this turned into a meme? This is
I don't
meme-worthy
know.
content, dear
That's
Lord.
what I'm saying is like I don't think that trial got nearly as much attention as it should have.
It didn't. No, it completely went under the radar because like everyone can talk about like it's just Gypsy Rose right now. That's what everyone's like really hyper focused on.
Yeah, that whole entire like thing about like her mom and her husband looking like the same person scares the shit out of me.
Wait, what?
Oh, girl, you gotta Google Gypsy
Okay.
Rose's husband and just look up Gypsy Rose's husband.
Oh, her husband. Oh, okay. So
Yeah.
hold on. Gypsy. I didn't even see it. I watched an interview because sometimes I can't sleep. And I was like, I didn't. They. Like, do they look the same, though? Like, I don't know. He's.
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord. Yes.
Seen it, you've seen it.
Okay, I
Yep,
see it
yep.
now. So, I mean, there's a theory about this. It's like complete level of like self-love. I mean, look at like Jay Shetty and his wife, like literally male and female version of one another, which is kind of cool, but also like
Oh my God,
interesting.
why do they look exactly alike?
Okay, you see it now? I thought I was crazy.
They literally look like brother and sister. That's insane. I mean, they're both like so pretty.
They're beautiful. Yeah, they are. But that's like, I don't know. They say it's like, I don't know. I could go into the spiritual meaning of all of that, but it's just sometimes it happens.
That's nuts. I mean, I've heard people be looking like their dogs. I think I look like Mia sometimes. I mean, whatever. But like, you know.
Yeah, the eyes, the shame eyes after you nearly set your kitchen on fire. Just be a face.
Sometimes I wish that we actually posted the video portion because like the look I'm
Yeah,
making.
there it is. Yeah, there it is. You nailed it. It doesn't even look like you had to try.
It's like that meme of like the dog with the side eyes, and it's like, when I go to the gas station, this is what the crackheads at the gas station like come up to me and I look like this, like to send it to you.
Please. I think I know which Loken meme you mean, but like I'm just so out of like you live on the internet, like you told me. I live a little bit under a rock these days. Oh my word.
Okay.
So we were talking about how we think a lot of the shit that's been going on lately is because Pluto is going into Aquarius. And it's like happening, we're recording today on the 17th, but it's happening this weekend. Like it's finally it's going in.
Going in.
Just going in. And yeah, you wanted me to like talk a bit about that. Have you noticed any shifts? I mean, your life has just been wow. Like mine's kind of been boring. It's been a special.
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah, definitely a major shift in November in like professional career oriented stuff, which like one day I'll be able to fully explain on the podcast, but we'll just say for now, it was like the universe knows what I'm trying to go for, and the universe is like, stop fucking around. Like, if you don't let go of something, you're gonna get dragged. Something's coming your way. This is a sign. But anyways, yeah, just like a lot of things have changed on the professional stance, which is part of that is the whole reason why you haven't heard from us since October. Because that's when all this shit went down.
Oh yeah, you went through some stuff, and like I am in the industry too, and I've been through some shit, and I can't talk about it either, not yet, as you said, same thing. But it's yeah, like the universe last year was just like, this is my experience of 2023. Is that which does not serve you anymore just has to go. It's just dragging you down. Like I feel like everyone was being kicked to where they were supposed to be. Like you had a choice. You could see it coming and you could make the decision for yourself, or if you didn't, you got a swift kick in the arse. Like it hurt. And yeah, you were not alone on that. A lot of my other spiritual friends really got rocked last year, especially in career. Career seemed to be one that was really hit hard last year.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I've always been someone who looks for angel numbers and whatnot. Like I literally have 222 on my wall, but like,
oh, wow.
Right. Okay. Around the time that all this shit was going down, I was really like, every chance I got, I was looking for 555. Because
right,
that's like
change, you know, is coming.
Exactly. And like especially in like the career, professional development, like positive change is coming. And like, I mean, I was hardcore holding onto that number. Anywhere I saw it, I was just like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I'm going for the gold. Like,
yeah,
needed that. I felt like that was like all I really had to hold on to, was like those tiny little signs.
They help. The angel numbers help. 555 is also like go with the flow. It's kind of like the chill, cool dude from California. It's just like, go with the flow, man. Tubular. Yeah. Like,
don't sweat it, bro.
Bro, you're gonna be okay. Like that's always
totally
been
gnarly, wicked, far out. Okay, I sound so fucking old.
I already can see him in my mind. He's wearing a toque, as we call them in Canada. You call them beanies. And he's got shoulder-length hair. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
They're
and Dickies skater pants.
Toque? They're called toques?
Toque. You didn't know this is a toque.
Beanies
are toques. Oh, you're going to learn all the Canadian things now.
Oh,
yeah, it's a toque. Yeah, I have one. Hold on. I'm going to go grab it.
Let me go see your toque. Yeah, we literally call them beanies. We were laughing. Jackson and I were laughing the other day because his dad called his a cap or ball cap.
Cap?
Or a ball cap.
Like one of these. This is actually what I would consider a beanie, but it looks more like a beret. It's like this, I don't know. It just like goes on and just kind of, anyways. I look ridiculous because I'm wearing headphones.
I was like, if you got your headphones on, is all that going to fit?
No, it's not big enough for my fat head and a pair of headphones. It ain't happening.
Not this big head crawling under that toque.
No, listen, I paid $2 for that toque. I can't afford another one right now. We're not busting. It's too cold. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to spend $2.
Yeah, I'm not going out of the house in anything less than my like parka right now. Like, it's too cold.
It's so cold, I have to dig out my winter jacket. By the way, you guys should know now, if you don't already, I'm vegan, so I don't wear any wool, fur, feathers, nothing. But I bought this winter jacket for like minus 30 weather, all synthetic, and it's like, it's collecting dust in the back of my closet, and I have to dig it out or else I will die.
What is negative 20 Celsius in Fahrenheit?
I will let you know, because I need to learn these things, you know, like I feel so out of the loop on Fahrenheit. So, oh God, Gypsy Rose everywhere when I open my phone. Celsius to Fahrenheit minus. Okay, so here, that's minus 4 Fahrenheit. It's so cool.
Okay. I don't think I've seen anything minus in like 15 years. Maybe I'm not awake to see it though. We probably get like maybe maybe -1 at like the wee hours of the winter morning, but
in like February, I could see that happening.
I swear to God, if we get like a snowstorm or something when I'm supposed to be leaving and it deters anything with my straightforward direct flight to France, I'm going to be so fucking mad because I'm not
gonna be
doing
fine.
Switch. I'm not doing layovers. I'm not doing switching. I paid extra for a direct fucking flight. I don't want anything to fuck it up. I'm already scared.
We're just not going to put that energy out there. It's going to be smooth. You're going to have a chill flight. It's going to be a 555. It's going to be a go with the flow.
I'm going to literally call you from the airport and be like, I don't know how to find my fucking gate. I missed the shuttle. I don't know where to go.
Like, Brooke, turn around. It's right in front of you.
Literally, I'm going to be on FaceTime with somebody. I know I am at some point because I've never navigated an airport alone.
They're so easy. You got this. By the way, people can't see. You're literally rocking in the fetal position.
I'm like,
like, oh no, it's all over.
I'm fucking scared.
Oh my God, I actually feel the safest in airports. I've been to Indonesia and Guatemala, and I feel the safest in airports. They have security. Nobody be fucking around. Like, you'll be okay. I know you will.
I feel like there's so many signs. You know what really overwhelms me in the airport is like the flight screens that show like the arrivals and departures and like the bag carousel things.
I hate like, getting my luggage.
God, my eyes don't want to like go across the screen. Like I just feel like I'm going to misread something because everything's so smashed together.
It's a lot. It's like a spreadsheet. It's like overwhelming. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Airports stink.
I'm over here like rocking back and forth because I don't like, I want to move, but I don't like want to stand up. So this is like all I can do.
Okay. Well, you when you started talking about this trip,
I just started
into walking. Your little shell, your little Cancerian shell, and you're like, no, I can't handle it.
I'm fucking scared.
Okay. Well, do you want to learn about Pluto, the damn stupid dwarf rock fucking shit?
Yes. Fuck. Tell us about Pluto. Oh, fairy godmother. Educator.
All right, I'm here. So I'm just stealing this from everywhere else. I am not a professional. So I have this really cool person on Instagram. She's Farah M. Sadiq. I really hope I'm saying that right. I can give you that to put into the show notes. She has the most ballin like astrology zodiac account on Instagram, in my opinion. She talks a lot about the you know, planets and their transitions, and she's spot on every time. So this is what she posted about Pluto, like literally 5 hours ago. And I was like, this is perfect. Like no one else explained it better. So here we go. So are you ready? Dwarf planet. Here we go. Pluto, the planet of transformation, leaves Capricorn after a 15-year dance. The most significant part of this transit was the Saturn-Pluto conjunction exactly 4 years ago. It's when the world shut down and changed forever. Saturn-Pluto conjunctions are above the security in our world, are about the security in our world. Sorry, kids, have some dyslexia. Governments and the shadow of control. Saturn focuses on karma and time. This Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn activated the collapse of multiple karmic timelines. We felt that. Get to the good stuff. This is the reason the last 4 years has been a brutal but necessary alchemy. The work doesn't stop as Pluto moves into revolutionary Aquarius. Amen. Aquarius energy is about humanity and the collective, innovation and forward thinking. This transit will activate the root chakra for everyone. Oh Lord, my root chakra needs construction. Okay. More on that another time. Anyways, Pluto in Aquarius is about technology. We will be seeing more advancements, especially when Jupiter moves into Gemini middle of this year. Crypto, consciously made tech, and AI will be on the forefront. Oh God, I have some things to say about AI, but not right now. People will fall in love with tech again. Lord, I hope so. I'm done with the internet and social media, so here's hoping. Brooke, you know exactly how done with social media I am right now. Anyways, we are escaping polarization within ourselves to ascend duality. The world is still in that duality. It's hard to manage the harmony within while the old consciousness is holding on for dear life, destroying whatever it can as it's on its way out. It's already happening. This is the shift. So anyway, she goes on about some other stuff, but pretty much it's going to be about desires and goals and laying the ground for your visions. And it has to be birthed through you, not from you. I like that. Okay. After that, it gets a little too advanced for my liking. So I'm going to go into my notes that I made because I'm a nerd. So as we were talking about this, I need to see your pretty face. Where did you go?
I'm right here.
I have like notes and I'm like, where's Brooke? I don't know where she is. Okay. Now I can see everything now. God bless the MacBook. So you asked me this before. Pluto is going to be in Aquarius for 19 years. So it's going in this weekend, but this is what my research has told me. Thanks to Pluto's slow orbit and annual retrograde periods, it reverted back into Capricorn on June 11th, 2023. I actually had a really transformational time then, so this is wild. But as of Saturday, January 20th, what we're talking about in 2024, it will move forward into Aquarius once again. However, this is another temporary dig into Aquarius as Pluto retrogrades back into Capricorn on September 1st of this year. Luckily, it will return to Aquarius for good as of November 19th. So mark that in your calendars. November 19th, 2024. From there, Pluto will remain in Aquarius until 2043 and 2044, giving the planet a solid two decades of work. Go us. And for all of you babes and the very few men that listen, I found what this means for each one of our signs. So I've just made some little notes here. I'm not going to bore you to tears with all the details, but you're going to know because you know your sign. So I'm going to go from Aries all the way to Pisces. So Aries, this one's really interesting. This is going to mean a change in vision for your future, like who you'll be collaborating with. And you're going to notice a change in your friend circles due to wanting deeper connections with people that you want to grow and share your dreams with. So that's what's going on with Aries. This did not surprise me for Taurus at all. It's going to be about career and public roles with leadership and leaving and building a legacy. It says here, it will not be an easy journey, especially being taught about what about you is keeping you. You're pretty much getting in your own way. What my notes are pretty messy, but like you getting in your own way and like learning about that. But after you get over those things, you're going to find a lot of success. This is, again, what some astrologers said. I did my research. Gemini, poor Gemini. They're the thinky thinky. They're going to have to completely overhaul their entire belief system. But travel and education will help them with this transformation. So that's what they're going to go through. And this is something that kept coming up. Just expect many existential crises.
Oh, that fucking sucks for you guys. Damn.
I know. Oh, some of these signs got really bad. Actually, Cancer did not. I'm sorry, babe, but Cancer didn't get a good one either.
Oh, no.
This transition for Cancer means lots of shadow work, sitting with the uncomfortable and being vulnerable with what you truly desire, which in the end will give you more depth and meaning to your life. Do you resonate with that?
What the fuck?
The face, the scowl.
I'm trying to think about my uncomfortable truths. I'm just like, are we going back to my mommy issues? God.
Man, healing the mother wound, healing the father wound, healing all my wounds.
Healing my bruise on my ass.
Yeah.
The ass wound. God. Oh, wonderful.
No. All that shadow.
I know I definitely need to do some shadow work. Every time that I say that, like, I'm going to do it, I'm like, what's on my schedule for this week? Because I'm going to hurt myself trying to help myself.
Yeah. Shadow work is really like some of the most awfulest shit I've ever done. I've been like out cold for 2 days crying.
Yeah. Fuck. Just like,
mm-hmm.
Save that for a later date. What's up with Leo? What they got?
Oh, poor Leo. This is interesting because someone very close to me is Leo and just went through this. But this transition is going to be about relationships and shifting expectations with your relationships. Being more authentic in your partnerships and doing the work to not project your shadow self onto your partners. But this will result in deep, lifelong connections. So Leo's got to work on their relationship part of their life. Virgo, of course, this is so Virgo. Their focus is going to be on wellness, duh. Self-transformation with day-to-day habits. So they actually need to start letting go of old systems they created that no longer serve them. But this will have long-term benefits. This is a new self-mastery they're stepping into, but it will make them more productive and powerful. So this is a very Virgo thing. This is Libra is laughing. For the next 19 years, Libra got it so good. I'm jealous. I'm mad at Libras. This transition is all about inspiration and creativity. They are going to be unstoppable with passion projects. And it's actually also going to be a very romantic time for them.
Oh, fuck off. Go away.
I'm a Libra moon, so this is wonderful for me.
Go away.
But I'm Cancer rising, so it's like shadow work and then like writing about it, and then just we'll find out about Pisces later. But okay, so Scorpio, I actually think got it the worst.
Oh god.
Pluto is their ruling planet, so there's going to be powerful close to home shifts. Their idea of home and domestic life is going to change drastically. They will possibly be taking on a new role in their family, but any family bonds that need healing have to happen during this time. This will include dealing with childhood trauma to build a better foundation for Scorpio. They have the worst. Like, water signs are getting hit. Taking a hit.
Soul. Dark night of the soul.
I know, man. Water's just getting rocked. Sagittarius was interesting. They have a very Gemini type energy around theirs. It was about communication and self-expression. So that's what this is going to mean for them. No more small talk, and they will be fine-tuning their mindset to be more powerful and positive. They're dreamers and their words have power, and they need to recognize that. So that's Sagittarius. Really, really interesting. And then Capricorn. So Pluto has spent the last 15 years in their sign. So their identities have been transformed in a powerful way. But over the next two decades, they will find that they're actually slowly reshaping their personal values and resources too. This transition is about taking control of their financial life and fixing any deep-rooted issues with money and self-worth. And this just nails my partner. He's going to rock it. But poor Capricorn. And then Aquarius. I don't know what to think of this one, but they've been actually feeling the shift more than anyone. And the shift will make them have more peace with the fact that they just can't control things, especially with what others think of them and how they see them. And that's literally all Aquarius got for this, which I found was, that's it. Sorry, Aquarius, well, it's not your birthday.
They're dominating for the next two decades.
Yeah, they just have to have, yeah, mindset tweak. Lucky. Okay, Pisces. Oh boy. Is again going to be about a lot of shadow work, and psychic powers are going to intensify. And the last three nights, I have had the most deep, vivid dreams I've had in over 5 years. Like, I feel it and I'm like, oh yeah. And what else it says here for Pisces is we will be learning the difference between our emotions and what is intuition. And yeah, it says dreams will be intensified. So this is what the next 20 years is for us. We're going to all be reading your tarot cards and having premonitive dreams.
Read me to Phil Lister and cry on my shoulder.
Drink your water. I got to put some tears back in you.
Seriously. Don't you hate that feeling after you cry a ton and then you're like, damn, my head hurt. And then you're like, oh, it's because I cried all my water out.
Yeah. Anytime someone calls me and they're crying, I'm like, you need to drink water. You're going to have a headache in like 10 minutes. Please drink water.
Yeah, crying that hard. Yeah, yeah. Sounds right. Sounds about right. My Pisces, my moon is in Pisces.
Oh, girl. What?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Cancer, sun, Pisces, moon, Virgo rising.
Well, Venus in Cancer. Venus in Cancer. Oh, boy. Yeah,
that's actually a lot of signs in Cancer.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing though. Cancer is a really cool sign. You're just so sassy though. Like, I remember I told you a long time ago, I always thought you were a Leo.
Oh yeah, well I almost was. I nearly was a Leo, but I came early.
Wait, are you on the cusp or no? No.
I'm July 16th. So if I had been born the following week, like I was supposed to be, I would have been a Leo.
Makes sense. Checks out. It makes sense.
I have like one element in fire in my chart. That's really it.
Which one's that?
I think there might be like a. Fuck. There might be like three. A Leo and Mars, possibly.
I think that might be it. I think that explains you entirely.
I be getting angry.
Oh, yeah. You pop off. So, but yeah. So. The next, good luck to everyone the next 19 years. My condolences to all water signs. We're going to be going through it together. It's okay. But yeah, this is, I don't know, everyone's like, it's such a powerful shift. But I'm like, come on. Stuff is like always moving around. There's always going to be these shifts and weird crazy things. But yeah. I don't know, I'm seeing it around. I'm seeing it in everyone around me, you know. So yeah, that's
I
that.
Actually, I found the article and then I clicked on the Cancer one and it says 2024, your year of for Cancer, your year of fame and notoriety. Jesus Christ, no.
We're going to blow this podcast up as if it hasn't blown up already.
It's going to have its the second coming of wishful thinking.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we'll see. I think we're going to have fun. We're gonna try to get on some guests again, right? Was that the plan?
Yeah. Definitely the plan. Some more witchy guests. We're gonna have a little advice column.
Oh boy, I can't wait. Do you have any life advice questions for me, Brooke? Anything you want to know about from someone who's 2 years away from 40? I feel like I'm already like 45, let's be real.
Let's see. What's something that you wish your 28-year-old self knew? Besides not to waste your perky titty years on a man.
Yes. I'll always say that. When I was 28, I was the most famous and the most broke I ever was. So I don't know how well we can relate to one another. Maybe that's why this year is going to happen to you. I don't know. When I was 28, you know... I always think back to my older self and like tell myself, you know, it's going to be okay. Like it's going to work out. And what is not for you needs to leave your life and what is for you will stay, whether it's career, friends, love. But more than anything, I wish I stood up for myself more, because standing up for yourself shows you who respects you and who doesn't. And those people gotta go. And that ties back into the what is for you and what is not for you. But yeah, I just wish I stood up for myself more. I let a lot of like parasitic narcissists cling on to me and take advantage of me. But it's, yeah, standing up for yourself is a hard transition, because nobody likes that, especially those who can use you and take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully you're not going through that, because I don't wish that upon anyone. It's not a fun place to be.
No, I don't think so. I think if anything, I've always been pretty good about standing up for myself. Maybe not when I was like younger in like middle school, but like my adult life, I feel like I'll knock your ass out.
Yeah, I feel like you're like that. I mean, you've told me about some stuff and I'm just like, yeah, it seems like you're handling it well, but it always works out. Like, I just, you know, no matter how bad it gets or how crazy things get, like, you're not going to believe like where your life is in 5-10 years. You're going to be like, oh my God, like, especially when you're nearing 40, like me, is like, I never saw my life like this, but it's really good because I've worked really hard.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
It's really interesting to look back at like 5 years ago. What was I doing 5 years ago? 5 years ago, I was 23. Can I do math?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was 23. God help my tax person next month. I'm over here like, oh, 1, 2, 3, no, no, no. Yeah, I was 23. I had just started my first like decently paying at the time big girl job. Oh my God, I was doing like YouTube, the podcast didn't exist. I was engaged.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Ugh. I know. I've been engaged 3 times, by the way. Not worth it.
No.
Dumb girl shit.
Overrated. 10 out of 10 would not recommend.
Yeah. 0 out of 5 stars. Do not visit.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $100. It's no,
straight to jail.
Straight to fucking jail. It's a tax write-off at best.
Oh no.
Goodbye forever. See you later. No more.
Oh, we need to talk about failed engagements. Have you done an episode like that?
No, but we fucking need to, because I mean, Liz over here got a whole ass divorce. Shit.
Oh my God, she's farther ahead in life than me. I haven't even had a divorce yet.
Whole ass divorce.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just so crazy. It's very crazy to think about. Because I remember being 23 and being like, oh my God, like, am I ever going to get to the point where I'm like making like X amount of money? Am I ever going to, like, how old am I going to be? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I feel at 28, I'm doing things that I didn't think I would achieve until I was late in my 30s. And that's like a really good feeling for me. But like, if 23-year-old Brooke saw Brooke now, she'd be like, bitch, what happened? Who hurt you? Are you okay? You're filling the void by buying things.
Oh no.
Are you okay?
Cancel that Amazon account.
Oh shit. I save a lot of money, but I do like to be treating myself every now and then, you know?
Oh yeah, I like my candles and my vinyl records.
Yeah, candles, vinyl records, and like perfume and skincare, or like
skincare. My... Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all deserve that. That's just self-care. I don't know if that's a bad spending habit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, it's self-care. Got to protect our skin.
Yeah, and have a nice smelly candle. Like everyone, well, I live in a gross basement, so there is needs.
I got needs. There is
needs. I don't own a house yet. So,
maybe. God, owning a house is my friends who are like in the process of either buying or selling are just like beside themselves with grief. Like it's just so stressful right now
Oh
for
no.
them. And then
Yeah,
I
I
have
can't even
friends who are
fathom it.
realtors and they're like, oh, it's you can totally buy a house. I'm like, bitch, I'm not getting into the market right now. I can't. I'm not gonna. I know I
No.
won't regret it if I try it right now.
No, just waiting for that sweet, sweet crash.
That sweet, sweet crap.
A sweet, sweet house marketing crash. Not that I want people to lose their homes. I just want to be able to buy one
Yeah.
without going
Sorry.
to like the East Coast of Canada where there's nothing but fish farms.
Yeah, where technically, okay, so where are you located at in Canada in reference to like the East Coast of the US?
Oh man, I'm in this place. Let me tell you about this place I'm from. I'm near Toronto. I'm 40 minutes east by car. It's this city called Oshawa, and we have a horrible reputation. We've had cannibals, like famous cannibals, come out of here. We've had like famous serial killers. Like, it's not great. We've also filmed X-Men and It here. Like, mind you, like, because crime is high, filming grounds are cheap.
Holy shit.
But it's no secret in my little crew that I'll actually be moving to the other similar city in Ontario. This is a province called Hamilton near the end of the year. So I'm trading one not so safe city for another one to be with my man.
Damn. I mean, as long as you got him to, kick down a door, knock out a killer,
He's got a heart of gold, but he looks like a biker. He's got a really rugged, mean look about him. Like when he, oh God, I'm so like over the moon about him. Like when he smiles with his eyes, and I'm just like, it makes my heart glow. But then like when he gets a mean face, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't try to fight you. So I feel safe. I feel safe around him.
feel that way about Jackson. Anytime he's angry about something, I'm just like,
Oh boy, get out a knife.
need to be in your line of sight, brother.
Right. Some men can be very scary, so I'm not too worried. I feel safe when I'm around him. He's got street smarts. But yeah, so that's like I'm from the Ontario area of Canada. Kind of not it's the most Americanized part of Canada. It's that little dip. We jokingly call it like Canada's penis. It's like the little
Canada's penis.
It's just like going right into America.
You know what? That's gonna be the star egg for this episode is the Canadian flag. It's in celebration of our Canadian Lindsay.
Hello, I hope you're enjoying this. By now, you've realized I'm absolutely insane, but
If
here
you
we
didn't
are.
know. Now you know.
Yeah, life did this to me. Okay, what do you want?
Oh, Canada.
Our anthem is horrible. I'm not even gonna sing it.
What's up? What is ours? Am I even American?
What? God save our no, it's not God save Ireland.
Oh,
It's
wait. It's Oh, Say, Can You See?
da, 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 da. Yes, okay, yes. I have to hear it. So it we do this, you do it in the States, but like we respectfully do this here in Canada. When an American team comes up to play a Canadian hockey team, they sing both national anthems, one after the other. Yeah,
That's
so I know the
polite.
American, yes, we are, yeah, that's kind of our thing. I hear the Canadian national anthem, and then I hear the American national anthem 3 times a week upstairs because my roommate watches hockey because that's what we do here in Canada.
I mean, I've heard Canadians are extremely nice. I've never met a single Canadian that was mean to me.
We don't like the mean ones. We don't talk about them, and they have no friends.
We hope their piss burns and that they're constipated.
They probably are because they have no joy in their life.
You are so mean. I bet you're so constipated. I'm gonna start using that on people and just be like, you're so hateful. I bet it hurts to poop. I bet it hurts to poop.
Your butthole's like, nah.
That asshole's on fire, ain't it? Rip.
I
Big
think you
rip.
killed me. I'm done.
God. My grandma used to tell
Oh.
me when someone hurt my feelings as a kid to just look at them and say, I thought I flushed you down the toilet this morning.
That's actually pretty cute.
I was like,
Like,
why can't
ooh,
I just
sick
call him a
burn.
piece of shit? Why can't I
Wow.
just do that?
Wow, that's actually, yeah, that's one way of putting it. Didn't even think of that. That's clever. I don't know. I'm horrible, as y'all will find out as time goes on. Like, I get so disappointed, disturbed, or disgusted with a human. I'm just like, well, you're the load your father should have blown into a Kleenex. Like, I'm
Damn.
mean. I'm
That
mean.
is so good.
But like, honestly, you woke up today and you chose violence. Like, what? You have so much more to live for in life. Like, this is ridiculous.
That is
That's my
beautiful.
pet peeve. People not living with purpose and just making everyone else's life a living hell. Biggest pet peeve. What's yours?
Oh God, listening to people eat.
Like, called meso something. Meso, I want to say phoria, or is
It's
like,
misophonia.
that's it. You
Yeah,
poor
that's my
thing.
biggest pet peeve. I
Did you
hate
know
it.
that's a brain disorder? You know about your life.
Yeah, I do know this because I have a friend who has it worse than I do, to the point where she'll like cry if she hears it. Like, she gets very upset. Like,
Oh
I just get
no.
sick. I'm just like, fuck. Like, I've literally yelled at my friend before in college because she was slopping her food. Oh, we're not friends. We're not friends to this day, but it's actually because she became like a massive Trumpie and I couldn't deal with her. But anyways, she would
Totally
eat,
fair.
like, she'd eat her food really fucking loud after work, and like, we worked at Outback together, and she'd be eating her salad like mad fucking loud, and I'd be like, dude, go in the other room and eat all the fuck away from me because you sound like a hog. You sound awful. Like a
Oh no.
Get the hell away from me.
Like a hippopotamus in the
Yes, like
pool eating lettuce.
where their whole entire jaw like fucking dislocates.
Like a cow.
Yeah, like a chow, a chow,
Chow chow.
like a chow chow, like a cow chewing their cud. Literally so nasty. It's like, yeah, you're over here like, my biggest pet peeve is bad morals. Mine is people eating.
Oh, another one. This is totally a neurodivergent thing, is when there's like someone, like, a podcast going and music going in the background, or like two different musics going at the same time,
Yes.
because I'm a musician. It's the worst. So my roommate will sit upstairs watching the hockey game and listening to music in the background, and I'm like, this is literally my hell. Like, I love my roommate, I'm very grateful for him, but like, he can just sit there and turn his mind off. It like relaxes him, and I'm like, I'm
No.
ready to burn the house down. What are you doing? Because you can't focus
Yes.
on it. You can. It's noise.
It's like I feel that way when I'm, like I'll hear like Jackson's laptop playing like a UFC fight, and he'll be like scrolling through TikToks on his phone at the same time, and I'm like, oh, turn one on mute. I can't. I cannot. And I
See,
think
my.
the brain is not supposed to function like that. The brain is not supposed to be able to like process that. I feel like that is the norm, and that you're weird if you don't freak out over hearing two things.
I really hope my boyfriend listens to this and understands, because I tell him I can't do that either. Like, and he's just like, why not? And I'm like, how can you, like, yeah, how can your brain be okay with that? I don't get it.
No, it's so, it's too much. And if like it's too, no, that's a great way to just overstimulate me and then I get angry.
Yeah, it's overstimulation is what it is. It's just not fair. It's poor neurodivergence. Well, anything else you want to rant about, or are we good? Did we do the thing?
We did the thing. We did the thing. We did the official back to the podcast thing.
Love it. And I am so excited for the unsolicited, sassy life advice that is going to be Dear Fairy Godmother.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh boy, howdy. Please write in. Please, just so in case you're feeling alone or lost in life, or you need a little direction, or if you just have some crazy shit that happened to you, we want to hear your life update. And if you want a little bit of opinion on it, it's dearfairygothmother@gmail.com. Brooke has access to it too.
Mm-hmm.
She will be looking at it.
I might. I'm logged into so many damn emails for like my shit and clients. I might look at it. I fucking might not. We don't know.
I will be waiting with the freaking eye emojis. Like, I will be like, where are they? Where are they?
Literally, we should. We should. We're gonna keep an eye on it. So if you have anything, a story, a question, a dream, anything, send it.
I'm good at that.
Yeah.
I'm good at kicks in the butt for following your dreams. You know, I'm a big manifester of God, I'm bored. I need to start getting new manifestations. I've manifested everything I've ever wanted in life. I need new stuff.
Give me something new to manifest.
I know. It's just like even the little things. Even little things. It's like, I want this. And then it just like shows up. And I'm like, that was too easy. We need harder manifestation.
I'm going to manifest a cheesecake just to show up in the next like week.
All right, that's going to be yours. I'm going to okay, I'll put it out there. I told you this, but I manifested my boyfriend. He knows that. He's over it. I was like, I had this vibe. I was like, I'm a good person. There's a good person out there for me. They're coming. They're going to be everything I ever dreamt of. And I just felt it in my bones. You know, I was like, I know they're out there and I know they're coming in divine timing. Now I'm doing this for my own career. And I'm like, I'm going to get a good music manager. They're going to be like, they're going to fight for me. They're going to be a good person. They're going to be on their P's and Q's. They're going to have a lot of clout in the industry and we're going to do cool shit together and they're going to be a good person and they're going to take care of me. And I'm really believing it with my whole being and that they're coming. So when the manifestation happens, y'all will be the first to know. But yeah, that's part of it. You just got to believe it. It's out there, you know, but I'm really getting bored of like manifesting like certain clothing and mugs and candles. I need to stop.
You manifest. We should both try to manifest cheesecake.
There's already one in my freezer.
Stopped.
I'm sorry, I'm too good at this.
Manifest like tiramisu or something.
It is. It's a cheesecake tiramisu, but I'm vegan, so I can't even. I'll go show you. I'm taking a photo when we get off of here. You're gonna lose your mind.
Maybe I just manifested that technically in my life. I wasn't specific enough. I should have said I'm manifesting one to be in my hands this week because technically I said I'm going to manifest a tiramisu cheesecake. And then you were like, oh, I already have one. I just didn't direct it correctly. Yep. Yep.
You want to talk about not being specific with your manifestations? I haven't told anyone about this yet, but I'm going to... You heard it first on the Witchful Thinking podcast. I have had okay, so there's the Grammys in the US and in Canada, we have the Junos and I've been nominated for one, which I've been manifesting since I was like 15. But then I've put on my boards like the statuette, right? Like the statue and like me holding it and like, oh, I'm at the Junos. I have a statuette. So this year I am going to the Junos as an Audio Technica artist. Shout out to them. They sponsored all my gear for this podcasting stuff. They're the best. And they sponsor the award for Music Producer of the Year. So I will be going to Halifax to present Producer of the Year award. So I'm going to be at the Junos up on stage holding a statuette, but it's not mine.
You do have to be more specific. Oh my God.
Y'all are fucked up. I fucked up.
Wait, is this gonna be broadcast anywhere? I want to fucking watch this.
Yeah, CBC. And no, I think anybody. CTV is all Canada. But I'll send you the app so you can watch it in the States. But I think I don't know yet. We're trying to get me a red carpet spot and the dress. Oh my God, Brooke, the dress and the crown I have for the red carpet.
Crown.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you after. I'll take a picture of the cake. I'll show you my crown. I'll show you my dress. But be specific when you manifest. Don't pull a me.
Nelly Furtado is fucking hosting the 2024 Juno Awards.
Oh my God, my sister's gonna shit her pants. She loves her. I love
Nelly Furtado. What the hell? I listen to her all the time.
Her song with Timbaland is fire.
Oh my God, I love Nelly Furtado. Jesus Christ. Move over.
Oh my God.
There.
Okay. So, yeah, this, I'm just saying, like, be specific. But that's the thing, though, that I have many albums inside of me. I could maybe get one day. It's not the be all and end all of my life or, you know, the end goal. But yeah. Oh, man, you got to be so specific. You got to tell the universe exactly what it wants. It's like, well, you wanted to be there holding a statuette. You didn't say you wanted to win.
God. Okay, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to say, I want to manifest a delicious cheesecake in my hands that I get to eat this week. It is my fucking cheesecake. It's not for anybody else. It's my cheesecake. I'm manifesting.
All right, universe, deliver. What about the flavor, though? Got to be specific. There's going to be a shit flavor cheesecake.
Chocolate flavored cheesecake. We can do chocolate drizzle, some type of deliciousness in my hands.
Boom. Okay. All right. I'm going to manifest a new toaster this week.
You let me know when that shit pops up. We'll report back and tell y'all next week what the fuck goes down.
Oh, my word. All right.
Anywho. Been real. It's been fun, but it ain't been real fun.
It's been a slice of cheesecake.
It's been a slice. Where the hell is the... Oh, here it is. Okay, anyways, I'm over here looking for the stop recording button. I struggle so hard. Why am I driving this boat? Why am I the one?
Yeah, it's like, I'm giving you a thumbs up like, you can end this. We good. I'm good.
I'm trying to fucking find the recording. Any fucking ways. We'll talk to you guys next week. Send your shit in to the email down below. Or whatever. And yeah, I just need to end this podcast already. Bye.
Bye.